This is the Max Kellerman Show. Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio.
So whose Fantasy Music Island was best? You can go to at ESPN Radio on Twitter to vote on the poll. The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker. Hit me at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests, join me on the Goodyear Hotline. Can the Warriors be a problem for the Lakers? Not in the playoffs. I mean, right now. Steph Curry, 32 years old already, is in the midst of one of the best stretches of his or anyone's career, averaging 35.3 points a game and shooting 53 for 101 from behind the arc over the past 8 games. The game speaks for itself, Curry, the former two-time MVP, said after scoring 40 in a 111-105 win over the Magic on Thursday night. Of course, they were playing a bunch of no-names on the Magic. But Steph is right. Ball don't lie. Neither does tape. And Steph is just lost his mind. Offensively, he is one of the best players in the league, if not the best right now. But when you talk about the MVP debate, and Kendrick Perkins and I debated this on First Take, well, why don't you listen to Kendrick, and then I'll tell you what to think about this.
This is another way we should evaluate the MVP, right? Take mm-hmm. them off that team, and where would that team be in that conference, or where would that team be in the standings, right? You take Embiid off of Philly, I strongly believe that Philly is still a playoff contender team, a top five team, maybe in the Eastern Conference. You take LeBron off the Lakers, I don't know if the Lakers are even in the playoffs, to be honest. So, like Joel being out of the rotation, it plays a different role. And you evaluate a superstar on not only if they're able to get theirs, meaning we all know that Joel could get his 30-plus a night. We're witnessing that right now, and he's doing it at a high level on the offensive end. But when you take that next leap is when you start getting yours and making others around you better.
So that was from yesterday on this show, the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio, 2 p.m. Eastern, weekdays, of course. But today on First Take, we also debated where Steph should be in the MVP race right now, because ESPN, we here at ESPN, released a poll of, you know, and a ranking of MVP candidates at this moment. LeBron came out number one, Embiid number two. I disagree. I think Embiid is one and LeBron is two. Jokic was three and KD was four. I agree with that. Who was five? Now I'm blanking on five. It's got to be someone pretty obvious because there are only so many MVP candidates. At any rate, six was Kawhi, seven was Steph, and eight was Giannis. I think Steph should be... Or maybe, maybe five was Kawhi, six was Giannis, and seven was Steph. I think that's how it went. I think that Steph should be over Giannis right now. But you could even argue Giannis over Steph. Here's the issue. I don't agree with Perk's idea. Take them off the team, and what would they be? Because that penalizes great players on great teams. Yeah, why are you less valuable? I mean, if you set it up like that, then yes, you are less valuable if you have a lot of great teammates than if you have fewer great teammates. But that's not the way you determine MVP. That's not the tiebreaker. Hey, these guys are all about the same. Let's take the guy on the worst team. Because that's the inevitable kind of logical end of that process. No. I think you try to isolate value a little better than that. You got to do a little hard work. And this is what I would say. Steph's offense is ridiculous. And I forgot I have my cough button. Hold on. Listen to this. Didn't hear anything, did you? Did you hear anything, Raj?
I didn't hear anything.
Yay!
I'm so proud of you, boy. Oh, look at you.
Ah, you only heard that little clear at the end. Oh, I could do it as loud as I want. You can't hear this, can you? Oh, I'm drunk with power. All right, listen. Steph offensively may be number one right now. It's half the game. The other half is defense. Half of it is defense. There are five guys on a team, 10 guys on the floor at a given time. So, like, their offensive and defensive contributions have to be taken into account. And I understand it's heavily weighted toward the offense, the way the league is set up, so you can weight that more heavily. Still, are you sure Steph is better offensively right now than Kawhi? Kawhi has a better efficiency rate right now than Steph. Kawhi's hitting 40% of his threes. He's taking half as many as Steph. It's still five a game. He's making better than 50% of his field goals, and he's close to 90% from the free throw line. Oh, and by the way, he plays elite defense. Same thing with Joel Embiid. Better efficiency numbers than Steph, and obviously a much better defender. Same thing with LeBron James. Similar efficiency numbers to Steph on offense, much better on defense. Even Jokic, not known as a defender, but Jokic has a real defensive influence on the game because he's a big who actually does play defense. By the way, Steph's not absent on defense. He's there defensively, but he's too small. He's not built like a defender, and no one would consider him a great defender. But Embiid's a great defender. LeBron's a great defender. KD at least accepts the hardest defensive assignment on the other team on the perimeter every night, even if he's not what he was pre-Achilles yet on defense. Kawhi's a great defender. Giannis plays defense. How are you going to put Steph over all those guys just on the offense? Meantime, it is Nets versus Warriors on ABC and ESPN Radio tomorrow night. And I believe Steph will be in the zone. Know why? Because KD owes his return against Golden State and Harden and Kyrie. Yeah, but they all have to share the ball. Who's Steph really sharing the ball with on that team? He's the whole show. It's Steph going to be in the zone. Get in the Zone is brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the Zone, AutoZone.
The latest Houston sports star to leave is defensive end J.J. Watt.
J.J. Watt is one of the greatest players who ever lived.
It's a good thing for him, and it's a good thing for the organization that wants to blow things up and start fresh.
The Houston Texans have released star defensive end J.J. Watt. Quote, I have sat down with the McNair family, and I have asked them for my release, and we have mutually agreed to part ways at this time. Watt said in a video posted to Twitter. Here's Sean Salisbury, former NFL QB, on Greeny with Mike Greenberg.
Think about the two most powerful people in this organization, the owner, Cal McNair, and Jack Easterby, and neither one of them have any football business savvy, and neither one of them have any football business when it comes to X's and O's, and they're running an organization. And it's obvious that while those guys you named on the way out the building, a couple of them had a knife in their back. I've never seen a situation where a guy whose resume in Jack Easterby can control the owner's ear more than anybody I've ever seen. It is this dysfunction on Green. That's saying a lot considering the sports teams we have. But the dysfunction isn't, well, bad X's and O's. We know that. But you think about this. If this franchise was not protected by the NFL shield, or they did not have that the backing of the NFL, or the fact that the NFL always makes money, this business would be boarded up and closed down.
That's right. Listen to that name, Jack Easterby. Who's Jack Easterby? The dysfunction of the Texans seems to have exactly correlated with his rise from team chaplain to running the whole show. He apparently was the driving force that got rid of DeAndre Hopkins and has alienated Deshaun Watson and has caused Andre Johnson to come out and denounce the organization, saying Deshaun should get out of there, and has J.J. Watt wanting out and has now gotten his release. Think of that list of players for a second. DeAndre Hopkins, one of the greatest receivers who ever lived, one of the greatest set of hands of all time. He's on a very short list. When I think of the best hands I've ever seen, I think of Larry Fitzgerald and Chris Carter and these guys, right? Well, DeAndre Hopkins is right there. Maybe he has the best hands I've ever seen. I don't know. He's right there. Probably the best receiver in the history of the franchise, except for maybe Andre Johnson. But DeAndre was traded, and Andre Johnson speaking out against the team. Andre Johnson doesn't make a lot of noise. J.J. Watt, the greatest player, period, in the history of the franchise. A pillar of the community. By the way, J.J. Watt in his prime was Aaron Donald now. He was the undisputed greatest defensive player. He was being compared to Lawrence Taylor in his prime. When I think of the uppermost elite echelon of front seven players ever, J.J. Watt is one of them. If you're forming your all-time defensive line, you can't leave J.J. Watt off. Now, Bruce Smith and J.J. Watt. Right? You want your front seven has to have Bruce Smith, J.J. Watt, Reggie White, Ray Lewis, obviously Lawrence Taylor, he's the best of them all. Aaron Donald, those are six out of the seven guys right there. They all six got to be on that. J.J. Watt's got to be on that list. That's J.J. Watt. You've alienated him too? He's apologizing for Deshaun for wasting a year of his career, and Deshaun wants out. Greatest quarterback you ever had. Look, Jack Easterby may be a great chaplain, but as I told you in hour number one of this radio program, and podcast, depending on where you're getting this right now, streaming, I don't know how you're getting it, watching it on ESPN Plus. As I told you about an hour ago, you know, you might have a great dentist and you love the dentist, but if you're on trial for your life, maybe don't have him defend you, right? He's not an attorney. Jack Easterby, they may really like him as a chaplain. Why does that qualify him to run a football franchise? Well, he's running it into the ground. But you know what? It's not even on Easterby because he can't do a damn thing if Cal McNair doesn't let him. It's on Cal McNair. Buck stops with him. If Cal McNair is foolish enough to empower the team chaplain to run the entire show, well, then this is what he gets. That's what he gets. No Deshaun Watson for you. No J.J. Watt for you. No DeAndre Hopkins for you. Richard in Manhattan, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Max, can you imagine Marty Schottenheimer in 2006 went 14-2?
Mm-hmm.
14-2.
Yep.
At the age of 63, got fired and never got another job again.
Yeah. Well, he had an unfair reputation. He had an unfair reputation as being bad in the playoffs. And maybe he had a couple questionable calls. Who doesn't? Even Belichick, whomever has a couple questionable calls in playoff games. Schottenheimer, by and large, just got unlucky in the playoffs. He was a great coach. Great coach.
21 seasons, he was in the playoffs 13 times, 60% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
He won 62% of his regular season games.
That's right.
62%.
Yeah.
And he got fired from four jobs.
Yeah, well, listen, Schottenheimer is one of those guys where after a while you're not winning the Super Bowl, you think you can do better, and then you find out, oof, maybe we shouldn't have fired Marty Schottenheimer. Brian in Pennsylvania, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Max, does this whole debacle with the Texans now make us view Bill O'Brien and through a different prism, seeing how dysfunctional it all was and trying to take control and then just probably saying it was too overwhelming to deal with?
Well, except that he was the GM and the coach. Even if Easterby was the puppet master, if that was the case, or becoming the puppet master, Bill O'Brien was the coach and the GM. So it's hard, you know, once you have, even if you're being outmaneuvered behind the scenes or you're just taking bad advice, the buck has to stop somewhere. Cal McNair, ultimately, he's in charge. If he's allowed Easterby to co-opt things and Easterby has the ear, that's still on McNair. But what Easterby is showing, clearly, is if you put him in charge, you have a dysfunctional franchise. Everything's gone to pieces. And Bill O'Brien is a part of it. If you're the coach and the GM, even if things aren't perfect, you're the coach and the GM, dude. I'm not trying to hear that, I didn't have enough power. It's not really on him. Kerwin in Jersey, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. Kerwin in New Jersey. But I said Jersey. He didn't get it. I had to say the New Jersey. Kerwin! Kerwin in Old Jersey. No kind of jersey for Kerwin. Primo in South Central. Primo, what's going on?
Hey, Max, I want to say, man, that Texan thing, everybody you name, those guys are Hall of Fame candidates, even though Deshaun and DeAndre ain't played but a minute. All of them guys are Hall of Fame guys. That is crazy, Max. You know, people see things according to their own capabilities. Like me, if I was coaching the Bengals, there's no way somebody's going to beat me 62-3. Or I'm going to lose. It's no way it's going to happen. No way I'm going to let DeAndre Deshaun Watson, J.J. Watt. No way I'm going to let that guy. And Andre, the big bruiser wide receiver, he ain't going to be saying nothing bad about me when I get through straightening that stuff up in the locker room.
Well,
man, that's
apparently, by the way,
no
Easterby,
what's wrong with
apparently,
it.
Reportedly, Easterby's negotiating contracts and stuff. And whoa, I mean, okay, Cal McNair, that's quite an outfit you got going there. Quite an outfit you're running down there in Houston. How'd you screw this up? You had Deshaun Watson and DeAndre Hopkins in a playoff team. You had a situation in a no-tax state that was going to be really desirable for free agents. Maybe Bill O'Brien wasn't the right coach. He didn't do the worst job. He didn't do the best job as coach, not as GM. But you had it set up love. You came in and tore it all down. And for what? To be clowned on in the media and by fans? To lose your own fan base? Texans are losing fans right now. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Hey, Raj, who's leading the poll? The you know, we the musical,
well,
the Fantasy Music Island poll.
Well, early, we put the poll up, and early, Brendan had all the ESPN people, the APs, the interns, and all vote for him. So he was in the lead, and he had his hand up. He was doing his victory lap, but he had a Trump moment, so to speak, because after you tweeted, you have gone in the lead with 49% of the vote. Bubba, Brendan had 55%, and then after your retweet, all your little fans there, they have they've rallied behind you, Max. Apparently, there's a lot of Elvis and John Wayne fans that don't like Public Enemy, so I'm in last place, but that's okay.
Well,
that's okay.
I have some in my comments on Twitter. I see Metallica. That's a good one. Metallica is great.
That's a good one, but then they sold out with the Black Album in 1990, and after that, it was whack.
Hold on. Michael Jackson.
Come on.
Oh, hold on. You front on Michael Jackson. That includes, by the way, That includes the Jackson 5. I'm
okay,
taking the whole Jackson 5.
Smooth.
Huh?
All right. I'll take their catalog over his.
Yo,
I mean,
you act like Off the Wall and Thriller were like not just because they're pop music. That's the best pop music ever made.
Weak.
Pop
off
music.
Off the Wall was on.
Thriller
play.
Was
Thriller,
weak. What are you talking about?
Listen to it now.
I do because I play it because my daughters like it.
Thriller was kind of weak. What are you talking about?
It's between my daughters
Billy
between
Jean
the ages of
tight.
6 and 12. They love Thriller, the whole album.
What is he talking about in Beat It? Like a fake fight?
Who
dance
cares?
Thing or something? It's in all
who cares, nerd?
Gangs
do you like the
fighting?
Way it sounds? Yes or no?
Not anymore.
Oh, Raj is too cool for school. He's aged out of Michael Jackson.
This is a classic Radiohead fan talking, of course. It's ridiculous.
By the way, I don't know Radiohead. I really don't. I don't know like a lot of these groups in kind of pop music, but I don't know what I've heard from Radiohead I like so far. I don't know if I put them on my all-time list, but you know, I here's what I left out. I left out Sinatra and Big Band, which is a genre I do like. I left out like Stevie Wonder. As an example of Motown, and he has a deep catalog. And as I mentioned, groups like the Five Stair Steps, their catalog's not deep enough, even if I love some of their songs like as much as I love any songs. So I go Wu-Tang because I got everyone in Wu-Tang. All their solo projects, plus I'm cheating a little bit. If I had to choose one, I'd just take Ghost's catalog, right? But I'm taking everybody basically that the RZA produced. So I got hip-hop covered. I considered taking Jay-Z because
he's been East Coast.
Well, I mean, how many different genres of subgenres am I going to take from one genre if I'm on a desert island forever, you know? I was thinking of Jay-Z, but I said I hit hip-hop already. Hit reggae with Bob Marley and also very deep catalog, and I'm on an island. How can you not take music from the islands? See what I did there? Zeppelin also crazy deep catalog. And then I had to figure out the last one. And the reason I went Beethoven is because I know you see how many old people, like really old people, love classical music? Okay, it's the romantic period, but late classical, whatever. I want to take some music that I'm going to age into. You guys are taking all the music you like now. In 20 years, you're going to be like, I don't even like this as much anymore. See what Raj is saying about Michael Jackson? You would ask Raj when he was 12, he would have taken Michael Jackson. Now I'd be like, damn, I don't want to listen to Michael Jackson.
Well, listen, people, you heard what Max said, but if you want to vote on your own, go to ESPN Radio's Twitter feed at ESPN Radio, and you can vote yourself. The polls will be open for about another 30 minutes, so make sure you get there.
The Max Callerman Show on ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Small business protection for more than vehicles. With insurance expertise to keep your company moving forward, more at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Big name QBs may be on the move. The ZipRecruiter job search machine will pick the best spot. Here's good news. Even with high unemployment, there's still a need for hundreds of thousands of cybersecurity professionals in the U.S. right now, and My Computer Career is training people to help meet the demand. No IT experience? No problem. Take the free career evaluation today at mycomputercareer.edu. By the way, Rod, you may be onto something about the East Coast thing, because Snoop, if you just took every song Snoop's ever been on, you're good. You're good. Start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Grants covering up to 53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu. The QB ZipRecruiter job search machine is next. Oh, my God. I just saw the greatest tweet. Carl Moretti used to be a matchmaker at Main Events, the promoter Main Events in boxing, now works at Top Rank, who has fights here at ESPN, tweeted an image of Tom Brady and his daughter. And listen to this. Tom Brady's daughter has held the Super Bowl trophy more times than the Cowboys have won playoff games in 20 years. She's 8 years old. Oh, oh. Raj is getting killed for the Thriller album was weak comment. You can go to ESPN Radio, at ESPN Radio on Twitter, to vote on our poll. I mean, Thriller album weak. Come on, Raj. I mean, Human Nature?
Max, seriously. If not for this video, listen to these words. When other than Halloween is this song even cool? This is stupid.
It's a right great now, song.
I'm having a great
time.
Yeah,
by the way, me too. And I'll tell you something else. When this video came out, it was like a worldwide event. Remember? It was like a whole movie.
Video, correct. The song is dumb. It's for Halloween. That's great. That's cute.
Listen, it was 1985 or whatever. It was like, or 83 even.
It was revolutionary.
And Prince was,
it wasn't
Prince
about
was
that.
Halloween.
It reflects,
with the Prince.
A different era and a different time of your life. However, this is, and the fact is, Michael Jackson, like, you know, Mama Say, Mama Sa, Mama Kusa, he didn't care. That sounded corny then, and he didn't care. He just did his thing.
Speaking in tongues, that's great.
All right. The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app, and SiriusXM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker. What? I noticed you didn't say anything about Human Nature. You wouldn't dare. Hit me at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Marcellus and I used to argue on Max and Marcellus, greater MJ, Michael Jordan or Michael Jackson. Now, he was nuts taking Michael Jackson over Michael Jordan, but Michael Jackson over Prince? Yeah. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests, join me on the Goodyear Hotline. All right. We need to run the ZipRecruiter job search now. Remember, ZipRecruiter will find you in the first day. 4 out of 5 people who use ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate within the first day. It's an 80% hit rate within the first day. That's how I found Raj. 4 out of 5. Look, you can drill for oil and still you have an 80% chance of hitting oil. Maybe you don't hit oil. So that's what happened in this case. However, they have a very good chance of getting this right. So let's start with Deshaun Watson, Raj. Let's put it in the ZipRecruiter search engine and see what the bat computer from the old Adam West Batman. I'm going to enter it in now. Here I am typing. All right, now I hit enter. Let's see what happens. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, it's spitting it out. Well, it says the Miami Dolphins. See, I really think that it should be the Chicago Bears, because the Bears are so thirsty for a championship, the city of Chicago, and they've never had a great quarterback ever in the Super Bowl era. But the ZipRecruiter job search engine is probably right. Miami has the easiest path to a deal. They have Tua Tagovailoa, who may be a great quarterback still, and the number 3 pick. So the draft capital plus a player to replace Deshaun right now is there to start with. It'll take more than just that, you'd think. And usually if a team like makes that kind of deal, you're like, well, they're picking 3rd because they stink. Not Miami. Miami's very good. They have the 3rd pick in the draft through a trade. So it actually works for both sides. All right. Probably the ZipRecruiter's job search engine is right here. I said Chicago. It says Miami. Okay. Who's next? Dak Prescott. Let me enter it in. Dak Prescott. All right, hit enter. Enter. There we go. You see? The best new home for Dak Prescott is, just as I suspected, the San Francisco 49ers. You look at what Kyle Shanahan did with Jimmy Garoppolo. Now give him Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott on the Niners, that would be a whole lot of, a whole lot of good point. And I always thought that if that happens, Garoppolo may be nabbed by the Patriots. He was Belichick's chosen guy, right? He chose him over Brady. Now, by the way, I have to say, not only was I wrong at that time, given what has transpired since, but Belichick would have been wrong. It's understandable that he wanted to move on from an old quarterback at the time, 39 years old, an old expensive quarterback, and get a younger, cheaper quarterback. And by the way, Garoppolo has proven Belichick right, if not for Brady's performance over that time, because Garoppolo's been to a Super Bowl. The problem is staying healthy, but what's great about when he's not healthy is you can see what the team is without him. They're one of the worst teams in football without Garoppolo. And when he plays, they're one of the best teams in football. So Belichick can nab a good one there, but you'd think Dak is an improvement. Okay. Meantime, Tom Brady, since I made the Cliff prediction, has been to 4 Super Bowls and won 3. And the one he lost, he threw for over 500 yards. Okay, now, I was a little bit off there. Carson Wentz. Hold on, let me type this into the ZipRecruiter search engine. It looks like he could be heading to Chicago. Let's see what the ZipRecruiter search engine says here. All right. Okay, it's processing. It's coming out on a slip of paper, like the old bat computer. And it says CFL. Does that mean anything to anyone? He's heading to Canada, Carson Wentz. I think that's right. I think they're right. That's probably the best place for him to start. If he wants to start anyway, probably the CFL is the best. And finally, Sam Darnold, the Jets quarterback. Let's see. Enter. Okay. All right. It's spitting it out. Indy. Oh, that's a surprise. See, I think Indianapolis should be looking for something better than Sam Darnold. But I think this is a case of musical chairs, right? You get who you can for the right price. And Darnold may still be a good quarterback. Although I got to say, I know he's in a bad situation now. He's had a pretty large sample size of being dead last in the league. He's very young. Darnold is very young. Still very young. Like younger than Baker Mayfield. And Baker Mayfield did not look so great until he got in the right situation. So maybe it's still possible. All right. Final results of our Music Fantasy Island poll are coming up. Former teammates go to war at UFC 258 as Kamaru Usman defends his welterweight title against Gilbert Burns. It's a good one, only on ESPN+. Where you can also find The Max Kellerman Show and hours of daily sports talk. Not to mention Joe Montana and Kobe Bryant doing details, a whole fight library from Top Rank. ESPN Plus is the best deal, at least for me as a sports fan. ESPN Plus is the best deal for a consumer anywhere who consumes sports, in my opinion. And that's, I would believe that, whether or not I'd say it, if I didn't work for the company. UFC 258 is exclusively available to ESPN Plus subscribers for $69.99. Visit ESPNplus.com/PPV. The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app, and SiriusXM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker. It was up with Smooth Criminal. By the way, who covered, Brendan will know this, who covered Smooth Criminal like it was rock and roll?
That's what this is. It's Alien Ant Farm.
Right, Alien Ant Farm is, that's what it was. They killed it. I'm not going to lie. It's good. Like, when someone covers something, they should interpret it in a new way and make it still sound good. Hit me at 888-SAY-ESPN.
Hey, Max, do you realize you're listening to the cover?
I know. That's what he just told me, yeah. they didn't start singing yet. It's not loud in my ear. I'll give you another excuse. 888-729-3776. They Got Their Ring is brought to you by Macy's. The Bucks won their rings last Sunday. And the only one getting a ring today is me. And that's for having the best 4 musical artists on our Fantasy Musical Island poll.
You heard First Take?
At least it's good to hear your voice finally, because I know I'm First Take. I only hear you on the intro and outro.
Now hear Max's Last Take.
All right, so let's hear it, Raj.
Well, the final results are in, and you retweeting it, I guess,
You told me to retweet it.
On your part. I did, but I didn't know it would have this effect. I had a chance. Well, I didn't have a chance. But B was winning. He had 55% of the votes early. He had Stone Temple Pilots, as you saw them about three times live. They're always opening for someone. The Beatles, who if you put on the Monkees, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference. Sounds exactly the same. Blink 182, fake pop punk music. And then Led Zeppelin, who I guess a lot of people like. That's cool. That's cool.
I mean, so, I like the Beatles. He has 31%. I like the Beatles, but like once you listen to Zeppelin, because the Beatles, sometimes the derivative can make the original really sound dated. So the Beatles are fine, but yeah. I wouldn't listen to them for hours. I listen to Zeppelin for hours.
Yeah, right. Me, obviously the one with the most experience with music in terms of listening and playing and just having good taste. The fans weren't so hip to mine. So Radiohead, near Prince. Radiohead,
one of the four.
Bob Marley, since we're stuck on an album, of course. And then Public Enemy. Kind of have some PE on it, my favorite hip-hop group of all time.
Yep.
Like, so that was mine, but I'm in last. And then, Max, you win with the Wu-Tang. You get a whole catalog.
Come on, I got Ray, RZA, Ghost, Deck, everybody.
We're going to have RZA in a couple of weeks.
ODB, Meth.
Zeppelin, you guys overlap you got here. Marley, you and I were up there, and then Beethoven. So I think you're getting cute to trying to get clever people
well,
like that.
By the way, I could have gone a lot of directions there. I could have taken Stevie Wonder or Frank Sinatra, right? I could have taken Jay-Z. Mm-hmm. By the way, here's one I mentioned before briefly. If you just took, like, if you took a producer, you could take, I don't know, Timbaland, right, and have a million great songs. Mm-hmm. Or if you took an artist, you could take Pharrell and have a million great songs. Here's an artist who, if you take everything he's done, and he's a vocalist in a way, right, a rapper. If you just took Snoop, every song Snoop's ever been on, Snoop, how many great songs Snoop's been on? And the other thing about Snoop is he makes every song he's on better. He makes every track he's on better.
Yeah, he had that sway. He had that flow about him, didn't he?
He did.
Well, Rob's got a couple ideas for us in New York.
Rob in New York, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Hey, Max, big time fan, but you haven't even talked about Madonna, the queen of pop. How about Pitbull? Get a little Latin love up in here.
Yeah, no, Madonna, course, MJ, I mean, like, they're both good. I like Madonna a lot, actually, but nah, one of four catalogs on a desert island forever? I'm going to take Madonna? No, no. And I'm a Madonna fan. Pitbull, too. I'm not one of the four I'm going to take. By the way, I'm not trying to be diverse. Like, that's not my point, like, capital D, diverse. I'm just taking stuff that I have to entertain myself forever, right? So, like, I want to take Jay because he has such a deep catalog. I mentioned Snoop. But if I have everyone in Wu-Tang, I'm good. I have hip-hop. Like, I have it covered. Then I want other genres. So, like, reggae, Bob Marley, also deep catalog. Classic rock, Zeppelin. Right? And these are some of my favorite. They have some of my favorite songs, too. The fourth one, the reason I took Beethoven is old people love classical music. And it's also very different. You know, if you're listening to the same kind of pop music all the time, you want something different. And Beethoven is my favorite classical or romantic period, late classical, however you want to call it, composer, right? And also deep catalog. And as I get older, I expect I'll like it more and more because old people love classical music. They like things calm. I'm 47, you know, I'm on a desert island. 20 years, I'll be 67 years old if I live that long. I don't know if I'm going to still be listening to Wu-Tang. I mean, hopefully I will. Probably Ghost will still be making like two records a year by then. You realize Ghostface still puts out an album a year, and it's my favorite record every year. Every year Ghostface makes my favorite record. Just about. AZ had one a couple years ago that was amazing. Amazing. I've been waiting since 1995 for a record like the one AZ made a couple years ago. Oh, it was worth the wait. The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app, and Sirius XM, Channel 80. Warriors versus Nets tomorrow night on ABC and ESPN Radio, of course. KD facing the Warriors for the first time since he left. Do I have time to slip in a boxing question before we get out of here, Raj? Jackson in Los Angeles. You're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. You have 30 seconds.
Hey, I was wondering if you think the lightweight division should do something like the Super Six in 2011, where they had that round robin tournament style thing, but with the four or six best guys in the lightweight division.
Absolutely. The answer is yes. They should do it at welterweight too. They should do it in all the divisions. Here's the problem. The Super Six was done because all those promoters were free to promote on Showtime. right? So Showtime did the Super 6 at super middleweight because HBO monopolized most of the best fighters, but Showtime had an in at super middleweight. Now, if you try to do it at lightweight, you have all different promoters on different distribution platforms. They'd have to come together. And they are being impossible about this. Oh, no, we're trying to work together. Guys, it's ridiculous. People want to see the best fights. And promoters' narrow short-term interests financially keep preventing the best fights from happening. Of course I'd love to see a tournament at lightweight. Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Max Kellerman Show. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or wherever you stream your audio.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.